Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all throughout the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all the people working in the coronavirus fight all across the country. Thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there keeping the oil moving along. Thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can go over to Facebook. You can follow us by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, jump in the chat room and start conversing with us, just like Maria is right now. Maria's got everybody going on here. Alan, Nebraska, just jumped in. Cousin Vinny's in there, so thank you very much. Now, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, we go. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's start with the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Because our country was formed and founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had this little old bell of the Northeast, the bell of New York City, the bell of Bronx, AOC. And here's what she had to say, just explaining everything that was going down according to her.
The White House is taking you on for supporting the defund the police movement. But it's not just President Trump. You know, Joe Biden doesn't support defunding the police either. This morning he writes in USA Today, the better answer is to give police departments the resources they need to implement meaningful reforms and to condition other federal dollars on completing those reforms. What's wrong with that argument?
Well, I think in a lot of different places in America, we experience very different realities with the police. Here in New York City, and I happen to represent the Bronx, I have Rikers Island in my own district. And the New York City Police Department has a $6 billion a year budget that is more than we spend on youth, housing, healthcare, and homelessness combined in New York City. And so the problem is not a lack of resources here. In fact, many folks here in our community say that the problem is the opposite, is that not enough resources are being put into the very kinds of social programming and investments that prevent crime and social discord in the first place. And so what a lot of folks are talking about when it comes into this movement is that they're asking for the same budget priorities that many affluent suburbs already have. And it may sound strange, but many affluent suburbs have essentially already begun pursuing a defunding of the police in that they fund schools, they fund housing, and they fund health care more as their number one priorities.
Westchester County is in the New York City area, correct, Kyle?
Right.
Westchester County is what she was referring to. They announced yesterday that they were going to talk about moving priorities around. But Westchester County doesn't have the slums in it that New York City does, doesn't have the tenements that New York City does. And why does New York City have such a high police budget to begin with, Kyle?
Well, I mean, obviously they have to be outfitted to actually combat crime.
And drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the illegal sex trafficking and slave trafficking that's going on there where they actually sell people in bondage. I don't know if you've ever been to some of the little places in New York City, but they've got little Cuba, little China, you know, Chinatown. They got all the little different things in there, and everything is different. It's like going into a foreign country when you go into one of those areas.
Right, right. And, you know, but what AOC also is talking about is the divine government social program listing or something like that. It's like every single solution to people like AOC and her ilk, this mindset, is that everything's a government program.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and hopefully she won't be for long if people do their job in November. Nancy Pelosi has asked to remove 11 Confederate statues from the Capitol. Now, she forgets why they were there to begin with.
Well, yes, exactly. But this is part of the bandwagon. This is the bandwagon I talk about. It's the idea that, okay, this is going to score me some pretty cheap, you know, and immediate political points. And by the way, Captain, you know, Nancy Pelosi has been Speaker of the House, you know, cumulatively for many years.
What has she done for you lately?
Well, absolute zero, basically.
Yeah, except screw things up.
Well, that's right, but this never occurred to her before, that there was this horrible badge of dishonor.
Yeah, do you know who Tom Hartman is?
Refresh my memory on that.
He's a very liberal talk radio and television host, very, very, very ultra-liberal, way out to the left.
Okay.
He came on the air yesterday, and I happened to be channel surfing, channel flipping, and I saw him. I stopped there for a second to listen to what he was going to say. And he said, "We've just had the best president in the world on our country, Barack Obama, and he should have remained the president. They should have allowed him to have a third term. And, oh, by the way, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, she's just fantastic with the things that she's done." I'm thinking to myself, what the hell are you smoking, pal?
Right. Well, then, of course, again, she's jumping on this bandwagon, and my question is, well, why stop there? Why stop with the statues? I mean, you know, shouldn't she vilify whoever their descendants are? I mean, why stop there? I mean, she's really just showing that she's pampering in the worst possible way.
All right, folks, and let's see here. Caller, hang on the line. I'll be right to you. Okay. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, one little thing here that you might want to know about. Joe Biden pushed a bill to make the police misconduct punishment even harder, and this qualified immunity, he was behind all of that. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son teams. I have been using their product religiously for the last 4 years. It's called Relief Factor. It's an all-natural product, and if you are suffering or struggling with severe or nagging pain, if you've got arthritis like I do, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, muscle aches, or just general pain from your normal daily activities, then let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It only costs $19.95. And oh, by the way, it is tax deductible. I don't know if you know that or not, because it's considered to be a means of, there's a technical term, but anyway, it's tax deductible. I do know that. Now, the website is relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain, and you can go over there. It's a non-narcotic product. Give it a shot. See if it works for you. $19.95 is all it's going to cost for 3 weeks, and then after that, you'll automatically start receiving the product every month, and away you go. So, relieffactor.com/captain, the website to go to. Now, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Kyle, during the break, I got a call from a lady named Catherine in Denver. She was telling me about her daughter who lives over in Wyoming. Apparently some of these protesters are trying to do their protesting in maybe a wrong spot. I'll explain. You ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wyoming is not a place where you don't want to go if you're not a God-fearing, gun-loving, conservative, patriotic individual, because they're going to tell you, hey, you either like what's going on here, or you can respectfully pack up your stuff and go back where you came from, and if you can't get there, we'll help you leave the state.
Wow. Yeah.
And the same thing she told me was she had another relative that was up in Idaho. They were telling the same people up in Idaho the same thing.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's good to hear.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's great to hear from Catherine about that.
Well, Idaho is the state, and I'm not condoning this, I'm just going to report a factual fact here. Idaho is the state where Boise State, the college, could lose the 2021 NCAA games over the Idaho trans athlete ban.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know they had that up there?
I was somewhat familiar with it, yes.
Well, I didn't, and I just found out about it because of that. But thank you very much, Catherine, for listening to us in Denver. We appreciate that. And thanks to our friends up there in Wyoming and Idaho, too, that are listening. And it is what it is. As, of course, the show grows, we have more people. By the way, we're adding another group of stations, which is going to include some folks in Idaho. Let's see here, Oregon. I believe there's another station in Washington, and then there'll be some more along the line there. All right, let me drift down over here because I know who this is. 60 seconds with Todd. Okay, Todd, go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen here. Do you understand the left hates you? Do you understand that these multimillionaires like Oprah and LeBron are trying to tell you who to vote for? No thanks. No thanks. Okay? No thanks. Okay, you made your billions of dollars, and you're going to tell us who to vote. I heard there's a poll that says 40% of the blacks are voting for Donald Trump.
Maybe.
My question is, what's that?
Maybe. I think it's more like 20 or 25%, but go ahead.
Well, okay. Well,
that's still good. That's still excellent. Mm-hmm.
I know that, but if it is 20 or 25, let's just say it's 20 for sake of argument. Where are the rest of you 80%? Where are the rest of you 80%ers at? Okay, because there's only one choice, Donald J. Trump. Okay, Donald Trump has done more for single black moms, legal Spanish people, blacks, African Americans. If you got out of jail, if you got a mercy blessing from God, if you got out of jail, my buddy hires people that come out of jail with no one else would give them a chance. Donald Trump is the guy for you. Ladies and gentlemen, where is that list by Kelly McEnany of the 435 House Republicans? I got my check going out for Tom Cotton right now and another check for Donald J. Trump. I want to see that list. I want to see 435 House members make America greater again. I don't care about COVID-19. I'm happy to go to any Trump rally anywhere. Where's that girl, Spanish girl, Delgado, who was with Laura Trump? Okay, put her on Univision. Let's go to work. I want 100 senators to make America great again, and I want to see our plan to and stand with our cops. It's a district. Cortez, I'm from the Bronx.
Okay.
Let me tell you what's wrong with you. You're a joke and a disgrace. Go back to bartending. Let's get to work, Donald. Let's go.
All right, thanks. And that's Todd in Tampa. And I guess he had that cup of coffee that he needed there, right?
he
was loaded up tonight, and that's good. I mean, I'm glad to hear that kind of enthusiasm because, again, we need more of that. Now, speaking of enthusiasm, Joe Biden pushed a bill to make police misconduct punishment even harder, along with the qualified immunity. Remember when that bill got passed about, I don't know what, 30 years ago or thereabouts?
Right.
Well, guess who was in Congress at that time?
Who was that?
Joe Biden. He got behind that.
Well,
now he's against what he was behind to begin with.
Well, of course, because the political winds are blowing a different direction now. But back in 1991, Captain, when Joe Biden was trying to persuade his senatorial colleagues to pass this bill, it wasn't going to have an impact on investigations into bad cops or in police misconduct, that kind of thing. But, see, that was a different time in America. This was also on the heels of the L.A. riots back then. But now, of course, there's a different political wind blowing, and Democrats, I think they've got to be asking themselves, Captain, is Joe Biden really their standard bearer when it comes to all of these things that are happening nowadays? And I think that there's mm-hmm. a lot of buyer's remorse going on right now.
Now, I want everybody to think about something for a minute here. All rational thinking people, wherever you're at, wherever you heard about a police department being defunded or talking about disbanding and all that stuff. It's the Democrats and the Democratic Socialists and the Progressive Liberals and the Communists that are putting all this forth. Correct, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So the Democrats are the anti-police unit that's out there calling for defunding, calling for demobilizing, calling for demilitarizing, whatever you want to call it. That's exactly what they are. People need to understand that. And I'll tell you what, I'm still talking to people that are in the police union. the PBA. I've been talking to a lot of my brothers and sisters because I'm an International Association of Firefighters, retired. And these people, Joe Biden's got a shock coming come November from these folks. They are not going to support him.
Well, of course not, because Joe Biden is essentially now going to be deviating from what would be considered reasonable, rational, you know. And again, there are all kinds of things to do. In fact, I think the president himself is going to address, you know, law enforcement reform or this kind of thing. But that's a far cry, Captain, from saying defund the police or do these kinds of things. And this has just gotten way, way out of hand.
Well, the president in a couple of weeks is going to be opening up the rallies again. He's going to start out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and that is going to be part of it. And I've been told he's going to emphasize the police. He's going to have a lot of police officers up on the stage.
Yes, exactly right. Because most Americans, Captain, want to live in an orderly society, black or white. Yeah. They want to be able to live their lives.
Now, Amazon and their companies developed something called the facial recognition. Remember that?
I think so, yes.
And the police departments have been using that in certain areas. Remember that?
Right, right.
Well, yesterday, Amazon banned police use of its facial recognition for a whole year.
I had not heard that. That's a very interesting deal.
Now, we're coming up on the Super Bowl. We're coming up on some major events that are coming up here this year. We're going to have the rallies and all that sort of stuff. They won't be able to do that. That sets the police departments back.
Well, of course it does. And so this will have a national traction on this story, I believe.
Again, the Democrats are not your friend.
Well, no. In fact, Captain, look at what the Democrats have been wanting to do. They've been exploiting the coronavirus issue. They have in all these different blue states and cities, they don't want to let people get reopened. That's real.
All right. Very quickly, because we only got time to get this one thing in here. Got about 30 seconds. Officer Chauvin, the one that was charged with second-degree manslaughter, and this George Floyd apparently had bumped heads at the nightclub they were working in, so they're maybe more to this is going to be coming out. There may have been something going on there that we don't know about, that these two guys just plain didn't like each other. And this was an opportunity that Chauvin saw to show this guy who was boss. Pardon the expression, but that's the only thing I could think of at the second.
Well, that's right. That's why we're waiting to get more of the facts in this case, because I think it will be very shocking, and it's going to provide an important context to this, I think. But right, there seems to be a very big coincidence going on there, and it's going to shed some light on it. We're going to find out more.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us how we can hear your radio show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will be talking to you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel. So you take care, and I'll be back with more. Kyle, thank you.
Take care.
All right, folks, I'm coming right back. Our first military and veterans news segment. And good morning, Sony. How are you? Good morning, Sony. And we appreciate you chiming in, too. Hey, Cousin Vinny, there you are. He's saying, go, Todd, go. Todd, you got yourself a fan club over here. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
the House Judiciary Committee listened to a powerful plea for reform from the brother of George Floyd.
His life matters.
Philonis Floyd tearfully told lawmakers that his family cries every day and asks why his brother had to die. He said lawmakers have the chance to do something right.
People of all backgrounds, genders, and races have come together to demand change. Honor them. Honor George.
He told the committee, it's 2020 and enough is enough. It was a big step announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy is there for you in these trying times. You want to become an aviation maintenance tech and make a boatload of money? Listen up. They're going to tell you how right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you, so if you are anywhere near Boston or in the Northeast, outside Boston, a little place called Concord, Mass., and of course there's nothing really little around Boston, but Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston, is where they have their school. Also down here in Tampa Bay in Clearwater, Florida, they have the campus down here, as well as a hangar at the airport, and they also have a hangar up there at Logan Airport, the Concord campus. But
If you want to know more, all you got to do is go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or how about scheduling a tour at one of those two locations, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. Give them a call, 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of their facility. Ask to take a tour of their facility, because it's going to be worth the price of admission, which is zero. Now, veterans, they have veterans, your veterans educational benefits, you can use them there, especially if you're post 9/11, no problem. Also, if you're pre-9/11 and you've used your benefits, they will help you with educational, regular student loan, educational type loan. So there you go. But that's the NAA.edu website, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. All right. The Senate, as I said, confirmed a brand new Air Force Chief of Staff in a historic unanimous vote, 98-0. General Charles Q. Brown, as I told you before, earlier, I had the opportunity to meet the general when he was here in Tampa. He was a one-star at that time, and I remember he wanted to meet me because he was new in town, and we were one of the radio stations that he wanted to be heard on, and he did, and he was, and I interviewed him several times while he was here, and I never really paid too much attention to where he went from there, because I kind of figured that, well, maybe he was doing good, but I guess he was in charge of all the air units in the Pacific, was his last assignment. I think that's what he was doing. But he became the first black Air Force service member to lead the Air Force and any other military branch. Now, I've got to think about that for a minute. General Colin Powell, he was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and he was in the Army Chief of Staff. So that, I'm not too sure that that's accurate, that one story there just got mentioned. But he's the first black service member to lead the Air Force. So there you go. He's the 22nd Chief of Staff. And congratulations to General Brown. Way to go, General. Now, the Navy's top officer has directed his staff to draft an order that will ban the Confederate battle flag from all public spaces, including the ships at sea, and work areas on Navy bases, submarines, and aircraft, too. Country's going nuts. Country's going nuts. It's all over a bunch of college kids that are out there. And they're not the majority of Americans either. That's the minority. They're kowtowing to them for whatever reason. Now, President Trump last week was on the brink of firing Defense Secretary Mark Esper. I told you about that. Over their differing views on domestic use of active duty military. Before advisors and allies on Capitol Hill talked him out of it. Which is probably a smart thing to do, because you don't want to, going into an election year, have the opportunity to have to replace a cabinet member. That's always used against you. In addition, face coverings may be annoying and fog up your glasses, and perhaps your ship hasn't got any yet. Of the 2.25 million masks, the big Navy says it had shipped to the fleet as of last month. So some people are being resourceful. They're using their socks. They're using their socks as a mask. I'm not kidding you, folks. I heard that story, and I had to get that out there for you. Besides that, it gives you a little bit of humor in the mix. Also, more than 8,500 active duty airmen have volunteered to transfer into the Space Force in May. The newly created service is growing by leaps and bounds, and of course, their headquarters, we don't know where that's going to be yet. I'm hoping it'll be right here in Florida at Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy. I'm hoping that's where it'll be. Now, amid tensions with the U.S., the Iran forces, Iran Revolutionary Guard, actually built a mock fake aircraft carrier at a port to make it look like they had an aircraft carrier, hoping to prompt an attack from the United States. Wow. They constructed a new mock-up of an aircraft carrier off its southern coast. Isn't that something? Unbelievable. And the Afghan government fears that internal clashes within the militant group, the Taliban, will leave it without a reliable peace partner. Well, here you go, folks. The Taliban have this something, as well as all do all elements of Islam, is called the taqiyya. They can say what they want to achieve the goal that they're trying to put forward, as long as it advances their cause. And that's exactly what they did here. It's exactly what they did here. So why does anybody think it's going to be any different? It's not. And the watchdog defense and service officials in the military have made some improvements to address health and safety issues in military housing, but many problems still exist with mold and radon remediation, comprehensive inspections, and timely repairs, according to a new report from the Pentagon's watchdog. And that's not acceptable. I don't know what the problem is there. By the way, the Senate yesterday, Senate panel, approved a 3% pay boost for troops starting in January with bipartisan support from both sides of the aisle. So the military is going to get a 3% pay raise next year. And I got no problem with that at all. Now, based on projected funding levels, the military is going to be forced to choose winners and losers amongst its priority projects when it comes to weapons, because they're not going to be able to get all the weapons they want. So now what? Well, we'll find out what the priorities are now, won't we? And the Defense Department is not telling Senate Democrats who requested to know how much it cost to keep the troops in Washington, D.C., while they were there. And the Pentagon is not telling them, so they're starting to raise a ruckus about that. Also, a new House plan would extend TRICARE coverage for dependents up to age 26 without any premium increases, in an effort to help military families deal with the financial effects of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Now, that's a good thing that I think his time has come, because the civilian plan is that way. They can stay on their parent. The kids can stay on their parents' plan until of that same age. So that should be a good thing for them, I would think. By the way, you probably have seen the report coming out of Kentucky. They had a rioter there that was shot and killed, and the report just came out, the ballistics report just came out, that he was shot with a Kentucky National Guard rifle. Now they got to find out who that was that shot them, because that nobody knew about it until yesterday when it came out. All right, I'm coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We will be having Denise Simon right after that, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast all across the country on a Thursday morning. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
It's just a shame. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, now it's time for our second Truckers Highway and Byway report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on into a Pilot or Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. You've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You're going to get yourself a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. All righty, well, here we go. That's a little Don Henley there. All she wants to do is dance. So tonight's been Don Henley tonight. His first song and his second song there, Dirty Laundry. Now all she wants to do is dance. Okay, you get me singing and we'll all be in trouble, won't we? All righty, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. Stop on by, grab yourself a free cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be real glad that you did. All righty, a strong cold front is going to move into the east today with isolated strong to locally severe thunderstorms and damaging winds possible from parts of New England all the way down to the Carolinas. Now, also, locally heavy rain and flooding is possible across parts of the Middle Atlantic into the Carolinas. Meanwhile, elevated fire weather conditions are possible across the Great Basin and Southern High Plains. I can see some of that taking place right now. It looks like we're going to have some issues in Nevada and some issues in Southern Utah and Northern Arizona. And the mountains of California headed towards Nevada when it comes to fire threat conditions today. Now, we also have got some very bad air conditions around Phoenix, as well as an advisory for people that have any type of asthma or any type of thing like that to be careful when they go outside. That happens a lot there when the weather gets just right. Now, moving across in Texas, the area north of Dallas, around Dallas and Fort Worth, in between there, we've got some fog tonight, so be advised of that. There's also some fog along I-10, Beaumont, Texas, also scattered around Houston, down towards Galveston. I see some fog there tonight. Got a little bit of rain left way up in Iowa around the Quad Cities. Some flooding conditions up there, too. And then way, way, way up now in the northern peninsula of Michigan, north of Wisconsin, you've got some weather issues up there as the subtropical storm now moves off into Canada, looks like it's headed for the North Pole right now. That looks like it's where it's going. Now, we got a little bit of rain. Some scattered showers along Lake Erie, in New York State, the lee shore of Lake Erie, from right there on the line, Ripley towards Buffalo, and then again north of Syracuse up towards Watertown. So there you have it. We also have got some scattered showers and conditions right now over into the northern part of Virginia. And that's about it weather-wise. Now, let's see here. Catwoman just sent me something. Today is Road King's birthday. He's still up. Can I send him a happy birthday hello? Well, sure. Hey, Road Dog, happy birthday to you, my friend. And may you have many, many more. And they said that they're headed to Lafayette. Just left Laredo. And I don't see any weather that's going to bother you there until you get up around Dallas, and then you might have a little bit of that scattered fog up in there. So, Laredo, you got clear sailing. Really, I don't see anything to bother you all the way to Lafayette, weather-wise, that is, weather-wise. So, take care. And again, happy birthday, Road Dog. Hope you have a great, great birthday today. And eat lots of birthday cake. By the way, Flying J used to have cakes in there, so maybe you go in there and get yourself some of that great coconut cake they made that was, I think it was homemade, to be honest with you. I think they made it there. All right, now, again, your Pilot and Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You got Wendy's and some of these Pilot Travel Centers, Arby's. You also could find a... let's see, McDonald's, Wendy's, Arby's are in there, Taco Bell, Subway, Pizza Hut, a full-service Dairy Queen with all of their menu. They got some pretty good food there. Fried chicken, find that in there. By the way, in the Flying J's, you'll find a sit-down Denny's. You'll find a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on where you're at. And you'll also start to find now Dunkin' Donut shops in some of these where you can get a cup of coffee and a donut or a pastry or whatever. And by the way, Dunkin' Donuts has got the little sandwiches now, breakfast sandwiches and a little light lunch as well, if you want to stop by and try it and see what they got. Again, all these places are starting to branch out and get really, really interesting with the food they're carrying. I Probably will stop. Well, no, I won't do it. I did it yesterday. I got somewhere else I'm going this morning. Yesterday, I did stop at the Dunkin' Donuts over by me on the way in. Got myself a nice iced cup of coffee. And also got myself a couple of bagels with cream cheese toasted just the way I wanted them. All righty. Now, we have got on the telephone line Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com chiming in right now. And, Denise, your audience awaits you. You're already getting a hello from Melvin up there in Saratoga Springs.
Wow. Okay. Well, good morning.
Yep. He says he's been anxiously awaiting your arrival.
All right.
Let's talk about, because I want to start with whatever the heck is going on now with this nonsense with the Michael Flynn trial, General Flynn. This judge that was named the attorney for the judge sitting on the bench, Sullivan, he's rendered some sort of amicus brief as well, which I think, if I heard this correctly, is going to be decided by the three-judge appeals court, D.C. appeals court, on Friday.
That's correct. So he ends up, he had written an op-ed, I believe, in the Washington Post about his thoughts on the Department of Justice dropping the charges against General Flynn.
Okay.
But what he essentially did was he took that op-ed and turned it into a legal brief.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said a couple weeks ago on your show when Judge Sullivan named him that this was really not so much anymore about Flynn.
Right.
This is a judge that is on a quest. He's really on a countermeasure on the Department of Justice and AG Barr. So we now have a legal war between two judges, one being a lawyer that used to be a judge that
right.
Judge Sullivan went out and got.
Right.
So we got these two guys against the Department of Justice and AG Barr. So that's really where we are.
What do you
think? The case they happen to are arguing about. It's probably going to go to the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh. Okay, and Sonya's chiming in from Wisconsin saying, a lot of us appreciate Denise Simon.
Aw, thank you.
That's Sony. She's a longtime listener to the program.
Thank you.
Steve in Thailand's giving us a thumbs up, too. So, see, your audience has been awaiting you. All right, here comes the music. So, we'll be back. And, folks, when we come back on the other side, you know, this stuff that's going on, we need to take back our cities. We've got Seattle under siege, and basically the authorities there backed off. Minneapolis, they're going nuts up there. We've got affiliates in both places, so we're going to talk directly to the people in Seattle and the people up there in Minneapolis when we come back. All right, in the meantime, good morning, Flip. Hope you're doing well. Good morning, Flip. And I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.